بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. تكبير تكبير تكبير. Before I begin my speech, I would like to welcome and deliver a speech by the people of the book, the people who the Muslim countries gave refuge while Europe was persecuting them and sending them to the concentration camp. Please welcome the Jewish brothers today in front. The Natural Carta, because of the Sabbath, they've had to walk 2.5 miles from Stamford Hill to be with us here. Because of their religious regulations and restrictions, they cannot speak to you directly. And I have the honor of delivering their speech on their behalf. They state, once again, we are posed on the brink of a horrible war in an environment where Muslims and Arabs are constantly being demonized. Today, the Middle East stands on the brink of a major and tragic war that will have worldwide consequences. We have come here today to protest and pray in order to stop this fire before it's too late. We, the Natural Carta International, represent the voice of authentic Jewry loyal to the Torah. There should be no doubt that the root of the problem facing the entire Middle East and the world is the terrorist Zionist state. That has been perpetrated by the Zionists and the heretics with religious collaborators who unfortunately sold their soul for the irregular Zionists for money and power. We are all aware that the Zionist state of Israel, with its extremely powerful military, possesses the most dangerous weapons of mass destruction and has been in violations of dozens of UN resolutions for decades. Where are the sanctions, the world community, on this regime? Where are the no-fly zones? Where are the discussions about disarmament and regime change in the Holy Land? Anyone with even the slightest knowledge of history and current events knows that the Zionist state has been the greatest tragedy for the Jewish people. As for the Palestinians, by creating a global rift and a conflict between the Jews and the Muslims and Arabs of the world. We plead with the honorable leaders of the great powers to think deeply into the current sources of suffering and anger in the Muslim world. It is of the utmost urgency that all world leaders acknowledge that the true source of this is the injustices committed by the Zionists against the Muslims and Arabs in the Holy Land. Fear not, brothers and friends. Evil cannot long triumph. The Zionist nightmare as it is at its end. It is exhausted. It's lasted its brutalities, its death rattle of terminal illness. But till that lucky day of dismantlement of the Zionist state, we will stay together, shoulder to shoulder, in all your sufferings and revolt against the root of an all evil. We will yet live to see the day when Jews in Palestine will embrace in peace under the Palestinian flag in Jerusalem. Thank you very much.